Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. This used to be the former More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It is now the 2 for Tuesday Golden Mastermind Seminars Facebook Live. The origin of this call, this Facebook Live, goes all the way back to 1998. In the fall of 1998, I started hosting live conference calls. And I do see Lucy, how are you? Caroline, how are you? Welcome to 2 for Tuesday. I'm on just a little late this afternoon, about 4 minutes late, as I was on the phone with one of my contractors. Very inspired to next level this next level of my life. And looking forward to seeing many of you. Grace, how are you? Today is an official day of celebration in California. Governor Gavin Newsom has lifted the mask mandate. So what does that mean for me and you? That means that very soon I will be releasing, hi Lucy, good to see you. I will be releasing the Breakthroughs to Success event, the first Breakthroughs to Success that I will have in Stockton, California. And I will also be doing a protege quantum consciousness event, preferably before the end of the year, for the people who have purchased tickets to that event or those of you who would like to come to that event. But all of you on today's Facebook Live, I see every one of you, have a free ticket to come to Stockton, California for a Thursday night. I'll have a live band Thursday night, and then Friday will go from 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 5. I specifically end at 5 o'clock so we as a group can go to dinner together, so we as a group can collect. I mean, you're going to create relationships that will last you a lifetime. There'll be quantum healing going on. It's for coaching clients only, so it is a very, very deep event. I see Barbara Williams is on today's Facebook Live. Barbara Williams was my client in 1999. She was one of the longest. Sean Meyer is on today's Facebook Live. Let's say hello to Sean. Sean, good to have you. I see Erica Anderson. I see a lot of you on today's Facebook Live. Barbara Williams says, I'm brilliant. Barbara, thank you. Barbara is arguably one of the best dog trainers in the world. So that is my client, Barbara Williams. And if you have a schnauzer, Barbara Williams specializes in that specific breed of dog. I've known Barbara since 1999. She lives down the highway from me in Merced, California. If you don't want to know where Merced is, that is the gateway to Yosemite. You go through Merced, California, and Yosemite Park is right down the highway. That's where she lives. So welcome, everyone. A lot of great people around the world are on here today. There's a couple of Australians here. So Mr. Ron Ziegler, everyone say a prayer for Ron. Ron has been going through some health challenges. Ron has been a loyal, ardent follower for the last 12 years. I believe Ron started following me. Funny story, Ron thought I was Jeffrey Combs from Star Trek, and he started following me back in the day. I see Tracy Williford. I see a lot of exceptional people here on today's Facebook Live. I saw Jesse the Bessie. Tracy, how are you this afternoon? Thank you for that great content you sent me yesterday. That was mind-blowing, Tracy. Tracy is someone who really attracts great content. Mike Green, for those of you looking for a top-tier realtor in the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho area, I highly recommend Mike Green. Also, my boy Bryce Thompson is crushing it in the Portland area. My God, Bryce closed a sale yesterday. I'm so proud of him, and his wife, Jessie, is here. Jocelyn, good to see you. Aloha from Mendoza, or aloha from Hawaii. That's Jocelyn Mendoza. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. I've done so many Clubhouse Lives and Facebook Lives. It's Facebook Live. It's Clubhouse Live. Jessie the Bessie says, that is my boy, Bryce Thompson. Kate Grace is on today's Facebook Live. For those of you who are Let Go students, Kate Grace is one of my top Let Go students of all time. So that is saying a lot. Kate embodies the content that I teach and has gone on and teaches it herself. And Kate hosts a Let Go group. She has a group page and does a lot of facilitating of letting go. So Kate, let them know how they can find you. So there are many of you on today's Facebook Live that you are healers. You are massage therapists. You are quantum healers. You understand cause and effect. You understand the inner game of healing and recovery. Many of you are in recovery. And all of you are in some level of consciousness. Ryan Anders says, hello, everyone. Little side note about Ryan. Ryan grew up right next to where they filmed the television show Yellowstone. Ryan drove by the place where they filmed it and showed me. It was so cool. That is in Montana. Ryan, name the town of that where that is shown. So all of you on today's Facebook Live are in some level of recovery, sobriety, consciousness. As I said, there's many healers here. All of you are entrepreneurs. I'm honored to be in this journey and this process with you. And we are all in the process of learning letting go. Now, one of the main skills of letting go is that it opens you and me up for the quantum field. By thinking and processing and analyzing, oftentimes we overwhelm ourselves. It keeps us from being in the know, in the now. And as you begin to let go of events that shape your feelings, that hold on to, that keep you feeling less than, not good enough, as you begin to separate your feelings from those events and those situations that happen to you, it gives you an allow space. It allows you to attract to your reality people of higher consciousness. Darby, Montana is where the ranch is filmed. So if you ever wondered where Yellowstone is filmed, Darby, Montana, Ryan grew up there. So many of you sell wellness products, health products. Many of you are health coaches. You're in the wellness industry. And all of you are souls having human experiences. All of you are in some level of recovery, healing, consciousness, and some level of emotional sobriety. Now, as you begin to let go, as you begin to really step into that state of being your best, where you don't feel responsible for other people, you don't feel less than, you start to really become that person that you're capable of being, this opens you up to intuit, your intuition. You're able to access the morphogenic energy, the quantum field, the Akashic records, a record of every event that ever happened. You're able to access this. This really opens you up and you're able to feel differently. You feel for yourself, you feel others, and you're also moving beyond being that empath that takes on pain. You're able to facilitate pain. That's what allows you to be a much better healer, a much better salesperson, a much better entrepreneur, because you understand how people are predictable and you have a better understanding of why people do what they do. You'll be less critical of others. You'll be less critical of yourself. You'll be able to be in that in the now, in the know state. Your patience changes. You'll start to be more patient. But if you keep saying, I'm not a patient person, I want an RFN right fucking now, if you keep saying that over and over, well, that means that you're lacking the humility required to really be humble. As you begin to humble down and really humble up, meaning that you're able to let go of being critical of yourself and others, it creates an allow space. And that allow space creates opening in the quantum field. You start to download content. Tracy Williford, who is on today's Facebook Live, sends me great content. I mean, she sends me really, really good content, and she accessed that, and then I'm able to access it with her. And she frequently sends me situations that are going on in the world behind the veil and other situations. So in that situation, as you're able to attract your reality, content, knowledge, application, as you're able to attract reality, people, situations that fosters change, as you become cause driven, if you live in a lot more meaning, now you begin to trust. And as you begin to trust, you're feeling that trust. You're able to trust yourself not to make mistakes. Trusting allows you to speak fluently without holding yourself back. It keeps you from stopping and starting in a conversation. It takes you out of your analytical, egoic mind where you have to know all the answers before you start. It allows you to just be in a flow state. So Dana says, thank you. Thank you, Dana. So as you're in that flow state, Mike just said in the flow. So ITF is in the flow. That's the Latin term prosperity. It means prospero or to flow. The word deserve in Latin means day, deservie. It means day of service. As you start to perform better service, as you live in the flow, as you start to access content from the quantum field, the Akashic records, you're in a place called intuition. Intuition is that inner knowing. And then the next degree of intuition is called extrasensory perception. And that extrasensory perception, there's a whole nother level of that. Now, I have coached people who, whether you believe it or not, they believe it, but I've coached people who call themselves mediums, people who communicate with others. I've spoken to people who are very skilled at being able to read situations for what they are, and that is extrasensory perception. We all have that. It is dependent upon how you're able to access it. And in extrasensory perception and intuition, you will attract your reality more frequently, synchronistic events. That means there's an alignment that begins to happen. Lisa Faye Pazanza has just joined me. I see Beth Ireland. And everyone say hello to Michael Watkins. Let's give Michael Watkins a hand. Michael Watkins has been a man in blue. He served our country for many, many years in New York City and Georgia, well over 20 years as a man in blue. That is Michael Watkins. I coach Michael, his wife, Susie, their daughter, Anne Marie, and the sister, and Susie's sister, Danielle. So that's the four effecta. So that's Michael, a man in blue. And Michael would tell you, as a man in blue, as a police officer of 20-plus years, he definitely would operate at times on his sixth sense, that inner knowing, that ability to know what's about to happen. And when you live in that state of intuition, that requires that you trust your feelings. Now, what happens as children is oftentimes we lose trust in the people around us, and it inhibits our ability to trust as grown-ups. There are events that people that should have protected, that should have taken care of us, and they failed at the task, or they didn't rise to the occasion, or they let us down, or any multitude of situations that happen to us. We get traumatized, victimized, sexually abused, taken advantage of, ghosted, gaslighted, criticized, or compared to other children, we're not good enough, any multitude of situations that can rob us of our ability to feel good about ourselves. When we do this, now we start to doubt. So intuition is inhibited and it's hindered by anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, when you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're not your best you. Aaron Knight has just joined us, and on 8 p.m. on Sunday evenings, Aaron hosts a meditation where he uses bells, cymbals, gongs. It's a very relaxing state. He does a guided meditation for half an hour. Now, the value of that type of healing modality or that skill of being able to let go, so you can let go of control, trying to control future events that hasn't happened, and you're in an alpha brainwave state or a very relaxed state. The value of that is that's what allows you to open up. That allows you to slow down the engine, allows you to access the quantum field. The quantum field is a space and energy. It's written about not very frequently, but as you begin to understand it, that's where knowledge is. That's where universal content is, and it's accessible to all, but most people don't access it. They try and gain it by studying rather than receiving it through the universe. And that universal knowledge, the ability to receive and then disseminate. So it's like this, you access and then you distribute. So that content, when you're able to do that, that's when you become a channel. That's when you're the vessel. That's when you're able to receive. And like you don't know, you know and don't, and the same, you access it, you disseminate it, you know it, and then people ask you, well, how do you know it? The answer is, I know. And you're not obligated to explain, and you don't want to complicate simplicity, but what you know is that you know. And when people doubt what you know that you know, you don't want to let their doubt become your doubt, because when their doubt becomes your doubt, now you're in doubt. And many people have allowed people to talk themselves out of their brilliance. So Barbara says, where do we find Aaron Knight? Barbara, Aaron is on Facebook. Aaron Knight, contact Barbara Williams. Barbara is right above you on the feed here. So Aaron is very skilled at this. I had a great call with him today. I mean, the progress that I've watched him create in 3 years is amazing. And so I'm going to have Aaron share his story at one of my events, because his story deserves to be heard. All of your stories deserve to be heard, because all of us have been through a series of events that oftentimes rob us of our innocence, and we become codependent. We become dependent on others. We lose our innocence. We lose our ability to trust. We can't trust others, and that leaves us in a oftentimes very cynical, doubtful, anxious, fearful state. And then you find me, or you find someone like me, or you find the book David Hawkins, or you find any multitude of content. You find Bruce Lipton, The Biology of Belief, or you find Greg Braden's newest book on belief. You find the authors and the content that allows you to really start to set yourself free. Well, that requires repetition and experience, because emotionally we have a high tolerance to thinking, processing, and analyzing. And intuition really allows you to move out of that state and access the quantum field, higher consciousness. Ken Keyes wrote a book in the 70s called Handbook to Higher Consciousness. I have the workbook and the book sitting right over there, Handbook to Higher Consciousness. And it was my first book into that type of energy. I started to read another author in the 90s called Zolar. And Zolar had a book on Mastermind Alliance. Napoleon Hill covers a Mastermind Alliance, one or more of like people coming together for a common cause, for a common purpose. And then I started reading books on, let's see, what's it called? It's called remote viewing, where you start to train people. People get a certain type of training where they can do psychic spying, where they're able to access the intelligence. Many areas of the government employ people like that who are very, very skilled in a technique called remote viewing. It's a very, very high level of intuition, trust, content, knowledge, and extrasensory perception. It's about 120 hours of training, and the content that I've read by Timothy Arafat and who is one of the top writers on the topic, and that I've read several books on the topic, is when you put like five people of like mind together, they can comprise most all of the military intelligence required by that term remote viewing. And there are many other factors in it. I used to host masterminds with teams I would build, and there would be five or six of us, and we would sit in a circle in a room and just hold hands and just sit there, and we'd meditate together. And it was amazing the energy and the heat that would get created by a group of people who come together for a common cause called a mastermind. And in a mastermind, when you start to, I mean, that's how you create cultures and teams and create sales and residual income and multitudes and a quantum leap in situations like this, is when you start to create and attract people of like mind to you. That comes from your intuition. That comes from your trust factor. That comes from really letting go of being violated, being rejected, being worried about being abandoned, not being lovable, not being good enough. As you begin to let go of those feelings based on a series of events that no longer serve you, now you're able to access a whole different level of universal content. And that content comes down to I know. Kayla, good to see you this afternoon. Michelle Touche, Kelly Dugas, Andrew Monroe, my crew. Now, Kayla just mentioning people that's part of her Mastermind Alliance, and there's no accident. Synchronistically, I coach every one of them. I have coached every one of them. And good to see you on today's call this afternoon, Kayla. So the more that you begin to trust, but when you use comments like this, what many people will say is, I was on one of those dating apps and I can't find any good men, or there aren't any good women out there. There aren't any good men out there. I'm a freak magnet. All I attract is men or women who violate. See, that's because of a trust factor. When you begin to say, hey, there are people like that, but I'm only looking for one or two good men or good women. I can't find any good prospects. No one's going to buy from me. Well, you're speaking into existence the very situation you seek to avoid. Carmen, good to see you this afternoon. So the way you communicate with yourself is also how you communicate with others. And the more you understand cause, why you do what you do, the effect, the results that get happened by the phenomenon called cause and effect, then you can start to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. When you live in, I don't know, I don't understand, I don't know, I don't understand, that's a reaction. When you say, I don't know, I don't understand, I'm committed to understanding, the physiology of the body begins to change. This always happens to me. You've created no space for anything but that to happen to you. It means you've created an expectation. There's a term I use called educate a new set of expectations. Re-educate. I don't want to re-educate. I want to let go of that. I don't want to re-educate what I'm holding on to. I want to educate a new set of expectations. I expect to attract great people. There's always a parking spot right up front for me. I will get upgraded to first class on this flight. I mean, this becomes a different set of circumstances that you're creating. Rather than attracting and creating the very situation you seek to avoid, you start to create an allow space. You allow situations to happen that you now align with. This comes from your intuition. This is from trust. This is intuit. I know a good person is going to show up today. I feel it. See, when you come from feel, when you start to feel, but you have to trust your feelings. And but if you lived in doubt most of your life, that's not easy because you have such a high tolerance to it. As you begin to let go and separate your feelings from the events that shape them, that's what letting go is. There's a series of events that creates a lingering feeling. We give meaning to the events. So because of this, I am that. So that means I've given it meaning. And then you can change that by saying, that actually happened. I accept that. That did happen. I now have the courage to address it and let it go. So once you access courage, which is a quality, it's not an emotion. Once you begin to access courage, when you access courage, you're elevating your consciousness. You're moving closer and closer into intuition. Intuition is trust. Intuition is in consciousness. The intuition you have, the intuition that many people they think they have is actually from doubt. And so they start casting doubt, and they create the very situation they sought to avoid because that always happens to them. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, now you're in a different space. That space is called consciousness. And the more you begin to let go, separate feelings from events, it accesses the quantum field, and that is consciousness. Consciousness defined, and it's because consciousness has no real definition. Consciousness is not a theory. Consciousness is an energy. And the energy of consciousness allows you to access belief, knowing, understanding, awareness, courage, and acceptance. And that's what consciousness, that's the field of consciousness as you're in it. And when you're in consciousness, you're in a lot more peace than most of society. You're not worried about getting called out for not wearing a mask. You're not worried about what hasn't happened. You're able to navigate the situation as it is because you're able to adapt and adjust. That's, you know that no matter what happens, you're gonna do good in this world. You know that. That's trust. That's intuition. But when you go, oh my God, I'm really worried. My mother's gonna come visit me. Well, you're already created the very situation. You're already created the situation to fulfill your disappointment before it happens so that you can receive the payoff of being disappointed. Now, when you begin to understand that, that's trust, that's intuition, and then you are virtually letting go. If you're on this Facebook Live this afternoon for one of the first times, or you're a former client who would like to speak to me regarding coaching, I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions. You go right up there in Messenger and send me a message. It's so good to see all of you. Carmen, so good to see you this afternoon. Caroline, great to see you. Mike Green, appreciate you being here on today's Facebook Live. Today is Tuesday. It is almost 1:30, so I'm going to go on with the rest of my duties this afternoon. I will be back here on Facebook Live at 9 o'clock Pacific time this evening. Have a great evening, have a great afternoon, everyone. You have a great day.